The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again. Thank you because you are the Lord. Thank you because power belongs to you. Thank you because you will never abandon. You will never leave. Father, you will never forsake your own. Thank you because your love is everlasting. Thank you because we will experience this love. And our life will be turned around for you. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. We want to conclude our study at this time on Mary. And we want to look at Mary as a mother. How was Mary able to carry out her ministry as a mother? The Bible says something in Isaiah 40 from verse 28. It said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard that the Lord, the God everlasting, he will not grow weary and is never tired. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weak and increase the power of the weak. Even youth will grow tired and be weary, and the young men will stumble and fall. But those that wait on the Lord will get their strength renewed. They will soar like eagle. They will run. They will not be weary. They will walk, and they will not be tired." That's so encouraging. And we want to look at that and see how this verse was, or the verses were able to make Mary to accomplish for God. Don't forget that Mary was the servant of God, serving God in bringing the greatest gift to the world, working with the Lord and working for God. You will see that it is still the power of faith in Mary that was working. Mary knows that faith will never abandon, because God will never abandon. He will accomplish. Whenever we want to do anything, let us be ready to surrender completely to God, because faith is humble. Faith does not know more than God. Faith does not know anything and wants God to do everything. That's why the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. The Lord goes on to do everything, and yet he gives the blessing to us. But don't let us forget, the glory must belong to him. Let's look at some of the things that Mary had to go through. Looking at that, Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was born. And don't forget that Mary had believed that Jesus was born even before he was born. So how many times do you believe what God has said is already done even before it is manifested in the physical? That's a food for thought. Let's look at Luke 2 verse 19. "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." Mary was a mother that meditates a lot. For us to be successful as a mother, we must find the time of meditating, not on bitterness, not on unforgiveness, not on how we are going to get that divorce so that we can get a lot of money out of it, not on how we are going to manipulate and make ourselves rich, but pondering on the things of God. The Bible says that we must make our hearts to be on things above. This is what Mary did. when the angels, when they came and they announced all the things that will happen, Mary was meditating on this. Mary was a good mother. She did not just have Jesus. She had so many other brothers of Jesus, or some other sons and daughters. Although the Bible did not mention the name of the daughters, but the name of the sons were mentioned, and we will see this in Matthew 13, 55 to 56. Imagine everything that Mary had gone through during the time that she was going to have Jesus. Traveling to Bethlehem for the taxation that God must have arranged, because the Bible said that that child will also come from Bethlehem. The callousness of the people around. Can you imagine a pregnant woman? And nobody could just say that, oh, young lady, is there anything we can do for you? Let's clear some spot. No, they were just busy with what they were doing. She was neglected to the point that she had to go to the manger. Imagine, in all these things, Mary was having this golden silence of pondering on the things that God had told her. I don't know what trial that you are going through or neglect, and you are thinking that you are alone. No, you can identify with Mary, because you can go on meditating on the word of God. That's why we read that Isaiah 40 verse 28 to 31, that have you not known, have you not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the one that is unsearchable, his understanding is unsearchable, he gives strength to the weak, and to those that have no strength, increase their might. The young men, they will fall and not utterly fall, but those that wait on the Lord, they will have their strength renewed. The more you wait on the Lord, the more of strength that you are receiving, meditating on the word of God. Imagine all the things that they have gone through. The sudden appearance of shepherds from nowhere. That, oh, hell, you are blessed are thou. Wow, they must have been so rough with so many things. For a young woman that have just had a baby, they bump onto them. Say, oh, we are looking for a child. We are looking for a child. That child, this is the child. Oh, look at it. Just look at it. Oh, look at the eyes. This is the child we've been looking for. Because we have been told is the star that we follow. Do you know that all this time, Mary was just quiet. The Bible said she was just pondering in her heart. The more we are able to meditate, the more of strength we will receive as a mother. Amen. Mary kept all this thing that happened in her heart. We will see that she was sweet throughout. She was so sweet. And when Jesus was born, do you know that Mary cared for him? Right from that point until he was 30 years old. You know what we do as women? We are so quick calculating when that child will be 18 and we get out. Get out of my life. Let me do something again. You are serving the Lord by taking care of that child. Mary cared for Jesus for 30 years. Can you imagine that? Are you calling your child a burden, or you are calling that child a blessing? Although Mary was poor, it was not an excuse for her not to care for her children, not to show her love to her son. How do we know that she was poor? By the offering that she presented in that Luke 2:24. Because it was the offering of the poor. Leviticus 12:8 says that when somebody is poor and cannot kill a lamb, that woman can bring pigeons for the dedication of her child. So that will tell us that Mary was a very poor woman. But the Lord does not look at the status of somebody's life to use the person. And so it's not an excuse. The Lord can use anyone. Mary raised Jesus and his other brothers and sisters from Joseph. There are so many points concerning Mary as a mother. She was able to raise Jesus very well. He did not fear of going back to Nazareth. We know that Nazareth, we have been told, was a hidden place. But Mary raised all her children in that place. Mary did not fear what the neighbors will say. She was able to live in that place for like 30 years, raising those people in the same spot. There was nothing, there was no bad report concerning that family. Mary cared for her son. She had every information about Jesus, that he is God. But do you know that she did not use that to neglect her assignment as a mother? There was no information mismanagement. That's why that Jesus was God, and she knew that Jesus was subject to the home control of Joseph and Mary. Mary could not afford the luxuries of her days. Jesus could not be trained by the famous rabbi of his days. He could not have the education like that of Dr. Luke, who recorded this gospel that we are looking at. But do you know that she was still able to give her the correct education of sending her to synagogue, of doing what he was expected to do? Mary made a home available for her children. Because of her sweet spirit, she was able to raise her children. She was not overambitious. Her home was a place of love, trust, and understanding. Is that what your home is? It's a life of obedience, continuous training herself to be godly. That's what 1 Timothy 4:7 says. Where does your mind focus when you wake up? If you are not godly, then you cannot raise godly children. Where is your mind in the day? Where is your mind when you are sleeping? Where is your mind when you wake up very early in the morning? That will tell you what your passion is. If your passion is money, when you are sleeping, you are thinking of money. When you wake up, you are thinking of money. During the day, you are thinking of money. But you can discipline yourself to be godly, according to that 1 Timothy 4:7. You must fill your mind with the things of God, taking deliberate effort, because to be godly does not happen by accident. Mary respected her husband. We will see this in Luke 2, 43 to 52. When Jesus was 12 years old and he stayed back in the temple, in that verse 48, Mary did not claim Jesus to be hers alone. She gives respect to Joseph. She said, "Your father and I have been looking for you." How much respect do you give to your husband in front of your children? Because respect is what a man needs. Respect your husband. Imagine if the modern Christian woman is the one that is giving such a gift of the Lord Jesus. That woman may not allow the husband even to get near, not to talk or identify with her, with him. I want to pray that the Lord will help us. Just as Mary supported Jesus and she did not mock him, that's why the challenges that Jesus faced. I pray that we will not ridicule our children. We will not mock our children. We will give them the right self-image. And we can read this in John 7:1-5. The siblings of Jesus made jest of him, but Mary never jest, never ridicule, never disrespect. I pray God will give us wisdom of a mother in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you give us the grace of being a mother, and we'll be able to raise our children correctly without hurting them and without hurting you also. Raising them to be able to be all that you call them to be. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.